Hello. Hello. Yes. I'm sorry?
Oh,
Good, good. How are you? Yeah, as I left a message at your guys' machine, I guess, your general voicemail a little bit earlier, I just saw from this article, this reporter had asked me about this, and I'm listed on your blog as being a spokesperson for LulzSec. I have no, I'm not a member of LulzSec at all. I don't approve of what they're doing. I know the people who run it, and I've been in the same rooms with them. I mean, they were involved in the HB Gary hack when I was with Anonymous. I've never spoken out. I've never spoken for them. I've even talked to the press a couple times the past weeks, saying, that I have a sort of ambiguous, I mean, I don't, I just explicitly don't approve of them just hacking things for no reason. I've never, there's a bunch of logs that are put, that some informant put up, while like a week ago, just long logs from their IRC room in which they talk, and I don't appear in those logs at all because I'm not, I haven't done anything for them. I have had discussions with Topiary about some of our common endgames in the intelligence industry, like endgame systems, and they, put up some information about that because that's something that's stemming back from the HB Gary thing. But I'm not involved at all in them. I've never served as a spokesman for them. I've tweeted about them once very early on when they did the PBS thing, and that's about it. And this seems to come from the Jester and a group of people who sort of associate with him, who are very much opposed to the work I do in terms of, transparency activism, and who see me as a threat to national security, and who have basically engaged in a lot of bizarre behavior towards me, including doxing, my ex-girlfriend and threatening to dox her 16-year-old daughter, things like that. They're basically just a group of people who are, just very bizarre in their behavior, and they put out this narrative that the Jester links to that they sent to him. Actually, I don't know if it was them who created this, but I mean, it was telling this long story about how LulzSec was formed a couple months ago secretly with a secret meeting of me and a few other people, and I mean, none of this ever happened. I left Anonymous about a month ago, so just wanted to let you know that it's just not the case, and I'm curious as to where that impression came from exactly. If you're a web researcher, where he got that. Is this from?
We'll check with him to make sure where he got it, but I know he got it from a couple of blog sources. And but I've talked to you. I'll go online and clarify it. That's fine.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So are most of the LulzSec people, are they so you met them, so are they US based, are they global?
I mean, they're mostly based in Europe. There's Topiary, who's European. Sabu, I'm not sure. I think the U.S. maybe. I mean, these are people I've never really have conversations with about those things. We worked together in the aftermath of HB Gary, after they had sort of infiltrated our group, and then these were the guys who went and hacked them and took all the emails proving that they were involved in this conspiracy against U.S. Chamber of Commerce and against Bank of America. And since then, I've gone on to run a group called Project PM that investigates things like persona management and a few other things we think are dangerous products of this intelligence community and in the intelligence industry. And as such, I'm considered by some of these people who are opposed to Anonymous as, a threat to national security myself. The thing is, I'm a journalist. I used to write for Vanity Fair. I still write for The Guardian, other publications, and I got involved with Anonymous during the Tunisia operations because I thought that was what they were doing was important. And I was fine with the HB Gary hack, and I was enthusiastic about it because I think that I mean, they were operating above the law, and I don't think it was. I think we had all the. I think we had grounding to go back after them and investigate them just as they investigated us. And what came out of those emails, really stunned a lot of people, a lot of journalists, including me, regarding what's going on in that industry. So, and the fortunate thing is that Jester is an FBI informant. He's ex-military. He's admitted to having been. Help the FBI with raiding 40 people who were involved in DDoS attacks against MasterCard and Visa and who are now facing 5, 10 years in prison for what really amounts to, I think, a digital sit-in. And he hates me. And he has they these people who are putting this out, they have not provided any evidence beyond the fact that I know these people. And it just sort of ran out of control in the past week. So I was just surprised to see, a reputable organization, listing me as the spokesperson. And Gawker, I mean, I told the same thing to Gawker, a week and a half ago about I was in a chat room with them. I was invited in when they started doing the PBS hack, and I watched that happen. So did a bunch of other people. That's just how, I just know these people. I don't, again, I don't approve of them just running around hacking things for no reason, just random targets. And
Gotcha.
I've also denounced them, and basically to Joseph Mint of Financial Times, the article coming out next couple of days, and another article by Gawker coming out tomorrow will show a few more things, about my very ambivalent relationship with those people. So the bottom line is, I've never done anything for them. I've never been in their chamber where they organize things. I've never, I'm not privy to anything they do, and I don't endorse them at all.
Gotcha. Okay. No, fair enough. We're in a process where we're trying to figure out what's going on.
I
And,
understand. I understand that
secretive
happens.
organizations are, by definition, secretive.
Right.
And sometimes you get things wrong. There's an old adage in journalism, the first story you hear will be wrong, but you got to report something. And not that I'm a journalist, but, this is what we had seen based on what was going on from various blogs and so forth. And it does seem like the LoSEC is kind of, based on what's taking place in the blog, it seems like they're falling apart. Or at least, they're getting scared by getting exposed. So it's interesting to see how this whole thing is playing out.
Well, I'm not entirely convinced that, I mean, there's something odd going on there in general, which is one of the reasons I don't really want to be involved with them. Well, I mean, one of them has already been raided, arrested, topiary, about a month and a half ago, so or a little less than that actually, and disappeared for a while. So I'm kind of concerned about all of that and what the motivations are, and what, I don't know exactly what's going on either, but I'm just trying to stay away from it. Because again, it's not something I endorse. I'm not, I don't advocate what they're doing at all. And I mean, I would never, and obviously, even if I did for some reason, I wouldn't, like, under my own name, go out and say, yeah, I'm a member of this criminal organization. It's just, I'm trying, I'm trying to maintain a reputation as a journalist, even though I've been an activist as well, and I've been involved in this culture where, you have things that, you have, I guess, what constitute crimes in terms of DDoS, technically, which I see as civil disobedience. And but beyond that, I mean, I'm not a hacker, and I don't, I'm just not fond of what they're doing. So anyway, so I appreciate, you could make a note of that. And this is just, it's something that's getting around, and it's really damaging reputation. And yeah, I'd appreciate it if you could rectify that.
I mean, I get to it today, but I'll get to it, okay?
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.